day is found in the Gospel of Matthew, the 15th chapter, and likewise in the Gospel of Mark. We have our subject today, the Canaanitish woman. In Mark, she's called the Syrophoenician. We find that Christ departed into the coast of Tyre and Zidon. Now, these cities were in the land of Phoenicia. Tyrus was a city that was built on an island just off the mainland. This city flourished, but it was so populated they started to build a city on the mainland, just the opposite from this place. And the city on the mainland grew much greater than the one that was on the island. This city, Tyrus, was besieged by Nebuchadnezzar for 13 years, and finally he took it. This is the one that was on the mainland. And the people that were in this city, they fled to the island city. This city that was on the island, it flourished for about 200 years. These people, the Phoenicians, they were an industrious people and a manufacturing people. It appears that the capital of this Phoenicia was called Zidon, named after a certain man who was a son of Canaan. Just after the flood, this city was established already in this country. And we find that these people in this particular country, they were the first ones to manufacture glass. They likewise entered into the maritime service, and they sent ships all over the world. Even at that age already, they even sent ships to England, and they picked up loads of tin and carried it back to their country. Now, these people, although being very industrious, they likewise were an idolatrous race of people. They worshipped two gods, one called Hercules and the other Astarte. They were then a depraved and an idolatrous race. And now Christ, when he went, he did not enter into these cities, but he went to the coast of their country. And we find as he came into the coast of this country, there came out a woman from Canaan. This woman, she had heard of the Lord Jesus Christ, and hearing of his wonders and of his miracles and what he had done, how that he had cast out devils with the word, she had a case for him. She had a daughter that was possessed with a devil. And she came out of the coast because she heard that he was nearby. She had tried all sorts of means to have her daughter delivered from this terrible evil spirit which possessed her, but to no avail. There was no human being that could help this daughter of hers. But she heard of this precious Jesus, and this hearing of him lodged faith in her heart. The Spirit accompanied what she heard, and she, when she knew that he was in the coast of her country, she went out of her country to him, and she came crying unto him and said, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me, for my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Take notice in what she says, my hearers, what faith this woman had. She called him Lord. She believed that he was the Messiah, the one that was sent, the promised one that the Jews were looking for. She likewise called him the Son of David, which, as prophecy had said, Christ would come from the seed of David. So she had a strong faith, this woman, to believe that he was God Almighty, that he was the Son of God here upon earth, and that he was able to deliver her daughter from this terrible spirit which she was possessed. And she cried unto him, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. It doesn't seem that she says, have mercy upon my daughter, but she says, have mercy upon me. You know, my hearers, if you have children, they are part of you. And if any of your children are afflicted by the hand of God, then you likewise carry your children unto the Lord in prayer, that the Lord would deliver your children from whatever affliction they may be possessed with. They may be possessed like this young girl was with a devilish spirit, a spirit of disobedience. Oh, how we find so many children in our days with this spirit, my hearers. Have I any children? Listen to me. Let me give you a word of caution. God has given us a commandment to remember thy father and thy mother, to honor them. And he has added a promise to it, that it may go well with thee, and that thou might live in the land. Young people who are not married and who have parents, may you give heed to the word of caution. Or may you seek God while you are young in life. May you call upon him to cast out this spirit with which each and every one of us are possessed with. This woman carried this case to Jesus. And when she came to Jesus in this way, he answered her not a word. This must have been something awful for this woman. She was a Gentile. She was a heathen. And she stood afar off. She didn't get too near to Christ. She stood afar off and cried out loud in this way. But he answered her not a word. There is much in this, my hearers. It may be that you likewise have come to the Lord with a case. Maybe with someone that's afflicted. Maybe with your daughter, with your son, regardless of where they may be and how they may be living, that you still cannot refrain from calling upon the Lord. And it may be the same as with this woman. He answered her not a word. Has it been with you that way? He answers you not. The case remains the same. With all your prayers, with all your supplications, it stays the same way. Doesn't seem as if he pays any attention to you, or that he wants to help you or deliver you from what you've been asking him for. It may be that you have a case for your own soul. Have mercy upon me, O God. Is that your prayer? You know of such a prayer? Do you feel guilty? Do you feel miserable? Do you feel sinful? Do you feel wretched and undone? Has it caused you to come to the Lord with this prayer? Have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou son of David. And he hasn't answered you. How long have you been crying? How long have you been seeking? No answer has come yet that's given you relief. See it in this woman. He answered her not a word. And what did she do? She turned away from him. She said, you don't even want to listen to me. I come out of my country and came to him and I heard so much about him. He's such a wonderful person. He's such a good, kind, merciful, and compassionate Savior. And here I am, and you don't even want to listen to me. You don't even answer to me. Did she turn away? Did she say, well, what's the use of me coming to him? No. Who did she go to? She went to the disciples. She pleaded with the disciples. She cried behind them and said, take my case to the Savior. And the disciples, they came to the Lord Jesus and they said unto him, send her away, for she crieth after us. They didn't mean that he should send her away roughly. No. Give her what she wants. Or give her what she needs. Or fulfill her desire, Lord, and then send her away. My hearers, have you a case as I've just described? And have you been praying and asking the Lord to hear you and it doesn't seem like he wants to answer you? Have you been to some of God's dear children? Some that have access? Some that are intimate with the King? Some that at times can spread their case before the Lord? My hearers, what a blessing if you have such friends. You explain to them, you say, won't you pray for me? Won't you pray for my daughter? Won't you pray for this one or for that one in my family? Oh, carry the case up to the Lord. Maybe he'll hear. Maybe he'll answer. You know, it's a great blessing, my hearers, if we may unitedly carry up each burden that we know and hear of to the Lord. if we do this, then there's a sign of affection and of love amongst each other. Oh, my hearers, were there more of this even in our midst? More love, more unity, more prayer going up to God for each and every one of us. For this is a great blessing when a church has many people in its midst that are attached to this King and at times get near to this King. These disciples were very close to Jesus, and they pleaded with the Lord to help this woman and to send her away. And now, my hearers, what kind of an answer did she get? But the Lord, he spake unto the disciples, and he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, what a rebuke. Oh, what a rebuff. She was a Gentile. She was a heathen. He wasn't sent to them kind of people. He had come unto his own. He came to the Jewish people. It was them people that he was going to help. For them he had come, and he had done many wonders for these people. And therefore he was only come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. My hearers, she was a lost sheep, all right. And she was of the house of Israel, the spiritual Israel, although she was not of national Israel, but she was one of these lost sheep for whom Jesus most certainly did come. But as he spake in this way, oh, we could rethink maybe this is the way it would reason in her mind. I don't know why that I plead with him. I don't know why that I even stay here. Now, the disciples have taken up my case, and he just as much as said, well, you're a Gentile. You might just as well go back to your own country. I ain't going to help you. I can't help you. I'm only sent to the people of Israel, the lost sheep thereof. But there were no reasonings like that in her mind, my hearers. You know what was in her mind? You are the Messiah. You are the Lord. You are the only one that can help me. You are the only one that can deliver my daughter from this devil. Nobody else in the world can deliver people from the devil. This was going on in her mind. This is the way she reasoned. And when they said, when he said these words, she came and she fell down, it says in Mark, and she worshiped him. And she said, Lord, help me. Oh, my hearers, I can picture this poor woman laying at the feet of Christ, looking up unto him and saying, Lord, help me. The prayer was very short, similar to the prayer of Peter last week. Lord, save me. Three words. Lord, help me. Oh, here she lay. Would this compassionate, this kind, and this benevolent Jesus, would he send her away? There she lay, a poor woman. She needed his help. It was never known that he sent anybody away. It says in his word, before they call, I will answer them. Here she lays, Lord, help me. A short prayer, my hearers. May I ask you, you know anything of such a prayer? It isn't much of a prayer, is it? I think any child can say that, Lord, help me. Do you ever say that prayer? Have you ever felt your need for his help in the first place? Oh, my hearers, God's people, they are given to pray this at times. At times, I say. You know, it's simple to say it with the mouth. And I think many of you say that with the mouth many times. You say it with your mind maybe too, but your heart ain't with it. And God's people, they're troubled with that. They say, Lord, help me to pray this short prayer from my heart. Lord, help me. They need his help, my hearers. Oh, this prayer is extensive. Lord, help me to fight against the world, against sin, against the devil. Help me to fight against myself, against my inward foes. Help me, O God, to believe. Help me to love thee with all my heart and with all my soul. Help me to hope in thy mercy. Help me, Lord, if I happen to be in an office in the church and have to do something. Oh, how many times does not this little prayer go up unto God, Lord, help me. This prayer, my hearers, is not necessary for you and I to get into the closet and get on our knees to say. This prayer accompanies us even in our daily tasks. And many times we are before subjects that we don't know which way to go with. We meet them in our daily life, in our daily occupation. And sometimes there we stand and we say, Lord, help me. Is it your prayer, my hearers? Have you ever lifted up your heart unto God and said, Lord, help me? But this woman lay there in an attitude of worship. And oh, my hearers, if you can say this from your heart, you're worshiping this Jesus when you do that. What a blessing if you're given to do that. And did Jesus now help her? Listen to what he said. He said unto her that it was not lawful for him to give the children's bread unto dogs. We would say, how come that Jesus is speaking this way to this poor woman laying at his feet, that it was not meet for him to give the children's bread unto the dogs? In other words, you're a Gentile. The Jews called these people dogs. They were heathens. They were the race that were going to perish to the Jews. But here we have an instance of what was going to happen. This Gentile woman, she came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that meant that the Gentiles likewise would be grafted in due time. And she lay at his feet, and he told her this. My hearers, wasn't this enough for her to get up and run away and say, well, isn't that sufficient? Here I am, lying here like a poor creature, needing help, begging him for help, and now he says he can't. He can't give the children bread unto me. I'm a dog. Wouldn't you and I reason that way? Wouldn't you and I immediately get up and beat it, run away? My hearers, it was not in her to get up and to go away. Oh, no. There was something in her that God had lodged there. And there was something in her that the Lord Jesus was drawing her yet. Outwardly, he was rebuking her and giving her rebuffs with his mouth and with his words, but inwardly, with his spirit, he was drawing her to his feet. And we find that she accepts what he said. She said, truth, Lord, I am a dog. I'm a Gentile. I'm not worthy that thou should give me any of the children's bread. I know you came for the ministry of the people of Israel. I know that you're laboring amongst them and that they are the people who you give the bread to. But Lord, even the dogs, they eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. My hearers, see what this woman was brought to. Oh, the humility that was to be found in this woman, the faith that this woman had, brought her to the feet of Christ and gave her to accept even that she was a dog. And what did Christ say? Christ said unto her, woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole the very same hour. Today, my hearers, people talk about great faith. Here Jesus speaks what great faith is. See it in this woman. If you ever have had faith in exercise, my hearers, then you have found likewise the greatest humility accompanying that faith. All we find in Scripture, Asaph, he called himself a great beast. Agur, he was more brutish than any man. We find the Apostle Paul, that he was not worthy to be called an apostle, for he had persecuted the Church of Christ. This teaches us, my hearers, that great faith brings a person down and gives a person to accept those things that appear to be against it and turn those things into a prayer. This woman then, she came with her daughter's case, and the Lord Jesus Christ spake unto her just what she needed. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole. I can picture her going home, my hearers. And coming home, she found her daughter lying on the bed. She was perfectly well. There was no devil spirit in her anymore. The Lord had delivered her. And I think that both mother and daughter, they praised and sang unto him who had performed this great wonder. And now let me carry you back again to the beginning of our little story this afternoon. We have this woman, she was a Gentile, and she came out of the coast of Canaan to the Lord Jesus Christ. She had heard of him, what a wonderful person he was, and the miracles that he had done. You and I, my hearers, are Gentiles. You and I are privileged more than this woman. We have been blessed that the word of God has been given unto us. And we have Jesus Christ set before us as the way, the truth, and the life. And we are called upon to forsake our sins, to leave the paths of evil, and to seek the Lord while he is yet to be found, and to call upon him while he is yet near. How have you received this message, my hearers? It's been coming into your ears every Lord's Day. Has it taken any effect upon you, or has it left you the way you are? This woman, it was wrought upon her heart, and she came unto the Lord Jesus Christ. She came with a prayer. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, thou Son of David. Has it led you this way? Have you heard of Christ? Have you heard also that he entreats you to come unto him, and that he will cast out none that come? And have you been coming, my hearers? Have you been crying unto him for mercy, seeking him in his word, seeking him in his ordinances, coming up to his house? And maybe it has went with you just like it went with this woman. He answered her not a word. Maybe that's your case. Maybe you think you'll never get an answer. Maybe you think you're going to perish. Or it may be that you have someone that you've been praying for, someone that's afflicted, someone that's probably not even living home, who has departed from your home. Maybe a son or a daughter who has such a devilish spirit. And you've been praying to God earnestly that God would come down into the soul of that person and turn it back unto itself. And you haven't had any answer. Let me ask you, what have you done? Because you got no answer, what did you do? Did you do like this woman? Or did you say, well, what's the use of me praying anymore? There's no answer anyway. God ain't listening to me. He ain't going to hear me. He ain't going to give me what I'm asking for. So what happened? You restrained prayer before the Lord. Did this woman do that? No, my hearers. With all what the Lord did, we find this woman, she had one determination, and that was that he had to help her. There are some probably that are listening to me. They have experienced this too. Some of God's dear children, they're living in that state. They've been praying, they've been sighing, they've been crying, they've been groaning unto the Lord to be saved, to have a manifestation of Jesus to their souls. Oh, to have potency of home and to know that all their sins are forgiven. And they've been going on in this state a long time. And no answer yet has come. Sometimes they get in a fit of despondency and they say, I ain't going to pray anymore. You ever get into that? You say, it's useless. I'm not going to be helped. I'm not going to be delivered. I'm not going to be saved. All my hearers, still there's something inside that keeps drawing them to Jesus. They still cry and groan and sigh. They can't leave him. What a blessing if you have that, my hearers. Is that going on in you? And then it's a sign that the Lord is drawing you. Against all the obstacles that you meet, you still are coming to the Lord with your case. And now we find that the Lord Jesus, he spake unto this woman, or rather unto the disciples, and said that he was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Have you ever been under the ministry of the word? Have you ever listened to the servants of God explaining the signs of spiritual life? And you have said, no, they're not for me. They're only for the elect. They're only for the lambs, for the sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not one of them. It's not for me. You've pushed it away. You couldn't accept it. It was against you. And then what? Did you still come, just like this woman? She was rebuked, she was rebuffed. But did she go away? No. She came and she fell down at his feet and she said, Lord, help me. Is that where you come? You can't go away from Jesus, you can't go back into the world, you can't go back to your sins. Regardless of what becomes of you, you have something in you that brings you to his feet again and again. He's the only one that can help you. He's the only one that can deliver you. Oh, what a blessing if you have this in your heart, my hearers. And now the Lord Jesus Christ, where this woman was laying at his feet, he spake unto her and said that it was not meet for him to give the children's bread unto the dogs. It may be that you've been under the ministry of the word and the bread of life has been explained and you've listened and you said, that's not for me. No, it's not for me, you've said. It may be that we had communion. The minister began to describe who were permitted to come to the communion table. And as you were listening, you said, no. Such a vile sinner like me, such a creature like me. That's a holy place. That's holy bread. Them are holy people that go there, and I'm such an unholy wretch. That's no place for me. I can't go there. And while you were listening, what took place? It may be that the same words came to you like Jesus spake unto this woman. It is not meet for me to give the children's bread unto dogs. And you submitted. You fell under the truth. Oh, there ain't a more greater blessing, my hearers, than to fall under the truth and say, yes, Lord. Just like she said, truth, Lord. Have you ever said that? Have you ever read a text in the Bible and it read you out? It made you out for just what you was. And you had to accept it. You fell under it. You said, Lord, that's just what I am. What a mercy, my hearers, if this takes place. Now, this is what took place with this woman. Truth, Lord, she felt herself to be as a dog. Have you ever felt yourself to be like that? Oh, my hearers, there aren't too many people that fall under the truth and become the least, become the greatest of sinners in their own estimation. I mean in truth. I don't mean just up here and here, but I mean here in the heart. Oh, when this takes place in the heart of a sinner, my hearers, He's very near to Jesus Christ. He's very near. There may have been a soul listening to me that when communion was going to take place, experienced something like this. And I rose and said, well, I'm a dog, I'm a sinner, I'm a vile creature. I'm one of the blackest and one of the guiltiest of sinners. And you arose and you went to the table and you sat down. And now this woman, she said, the dogs only eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. But when you came there and you sat down, did you only receive a crumb? Ah, there may be some soul that says no. Oh, it was a feast. It was such a wonderful thing for me to sit there. The Lord Jesus Christ manifested himself unto me. I've been looking and praying and desiring that he would come. And there he came, and he said unto me, I have loved thee, and you have begun to lose yourself. Under all what was taking place in your soul, all the wonder of it, that Christ met you, that he encouraged you, that he gave you a revelation to your heart, and that you, such a vile sinner, not only received a crumb, but you received a loaf of bread. This woman begged for a crumb, and she got what she asked for. The Lord Jesus says, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Suppose now the Lord said that to you. You've been praying, you've been sighing, you've been groaning, you've been looking to him. And if he should say to you now, be it unto thee as thou wilt. What do you want? What would you want Jesus to do for you? What have you been sighing for? What have you been crying for? I think I hear some say, oh, that he would say unto me, I am the Lord thy righteousness, I am thy Savior, do not fear. Or that he would say, son, daughter, your sins which are so many are forgiven you. You've prayed for this, you've sighed for this, even as thou wilt. Oh, what a grant she got. Just what she wanted. She wanted that her daughter would be made whole, and she was made whole. And so you want that your soul may be made whole, may be delivered, may be set into liberty. And my hearers, if the Lord in his mercy grants this blessing, then you likewise will do just as this daughter and this mother did. Oh, how they must have rejoiced together in their home that the Lord had been so good to them as to deliver her from this devilish spirit. All my hearers, this teaches us likewise, that if we have children, let us carry them unto the Lord. Let us entreat him like this woman did. Lord, thou son of David, have mercy upon me, and likewise my children. We are all possessed with the devil. We are under his dominion. We cannot escape his power and his clutches. Oh, Lord, we are grievously vexed with this devil. Oh, deliver us, Lord, deliver us. I am sure if you have been taught to pray, that you do carry your children at times unto the Lord, that he would deliver you and your children and give you to know that he is the Lord your Savior. Oh, what a blessing, my hearers. If you are praying people and you carry up your cases unto him, for he is able, he is willing, and he never turned anyone away. Although he appeared to do so with his mouth, still, in the end, he gave unto this woman the desire of her heart. See, my hearers, what great faith had. What it did to this woman. Carried her through all the obstacles to the feet of Christ. May it carry you and I continually to his feet, and may we experience the same as this woman, that he may grant unto us whatever we have been praying for. That's all for today.